everybody. Showtime!
Ready, men? Contact! Contact! We are on the air.
Guys, we are all here for the same reason. I cannot stress this enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
I'm sorry. Hump day.
I was going to say it properly, Joe.
I'm
yes.
I'm trying. Good morning, Mackenzie. Good morning, Porkchop.
Good morning.
I'm not mad at her, but Liv the Web Girl is conveniently not here today. Why do I say conveniently? And I hope she really, I mean, I don't want her to be sick, but I find it interesting. Today, she has to pay the price for Dare Dice. She was supposed to do that at 7:50, 6:50 Central this morning, and she's like, oh, guys, I'm so sorry. I don't feel good today. I would love to be there, but I can't. Anybody else calling BS or am I just heartless?
Oh, man.
I should find the audio from yesterday where when she lost for Dare Dice, I think we said, hey, Liv, like, what are you not going to come in tomorrow? And she was like, no, I'll be here.
Just so you know, Liv, if you hear the podcast later or if you're up live right now just laying in bed pulling a fakie, you will do the punishment. It could be a Thursday. It could be a Friday. It might be a Monday.
Joe is so funny. He's like, we will wait till she returns. She's doing it.
The show stops now until she comes in.
So, to be honest, Joe, I would be careful in talking about Liv and being sick because she is a feminist, and I think she's having, like, feminine problems this morning.
All right, well,
so.
I didn't put her business out there in Front Street. I said she said she was sick today, but Porkchop, if you want to tell me all about her body and how it's functioning, do you know her blood pressure?
Well, I mean, hey, dude, she's going to come back and get in trouble.
It's radio. It's okay.
Aw, feel better, girl. We'll hold it down. We'll have some fun today.
All right.
It's all good.
Yeah, Porkchop's got a little rumble in his tumble, too. How was your day yesterday, Porkchop?
It was good. I worked at the steakhouse, and I made, like, what, $120, and I only had 3 tables.
Once again, Mackenzie, I don't know how you feel about this, hanging out with us. Porkchop, you don't have to tell us how much money you make each day.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Did Mackenzie, like, yeah, yesterday, this is how much money I cleared on my TV ads and everything. Like,
oh, I just thought everyone would be, like, curious to know.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
I think that's better than your Uber driver experience.
Yeah,
when you made $9.
$9.
That made me so sad.
Aww. I did, too. Even Uber's like, ooh, that sounds bad. Don't tell people that. You're killing our vibe.
What's, like, what is it, a latte? A latte or two?
Yeah.
So, hey, something looking like at that way.
2 4-for-4s from Wendy's.
He's gonna
there
say,
you go.
Let's talk in Pork Chop terms. 4 for $4, 5 for $5, you know.
Dollar menu.
$9, yeah. 9 hamburgers.
So you guys got to meet my little Lucy yesterday.
Yes.
My little girl. She loved it. She had so much fun coming in studio. She was reunited with Pork Chop, so that was kind of fun because we knew each other. She knew him from the West Coast when she was little, but she loved it. We just hung out all day. We had so much fun. It was awesome. I was tired, so I was like half there, but it was fun.
Yeah, I woke up this morning as a hot mess. I set my alarm for 3:50. That's usually when it goes off, and I hit snooze once. Which I messed it up and I turned my alarm off instead of snoozing. And I woke up at like 5:05, like Eastern, 4:05 Central.
Were you in a sheer panic?
Well, not a panic because the show didn't start for another 50-something minutes. I'm like, well, this sucks. I'm not going to shower. I showered the night before, but I have to shower in the morning to wake up. As you can see, Mackenzie, my beard is not the greatest. Please don't judge me for my looks. I couldn't blow dry it this morning, so... I feel really embarrassed, but no, my day yesterday
was... It looks good. You can't
thank
tell.
Thank you. My day was good yesterday. I got to do some therapy, some couples therapy with my wife, Lindsay. So that was interesting. I got in a fight with my therapist, so that was cool.
Oh, no.
Fight?
No, it's just I think everybody relates to this, whether you're in therapy or not, married or single, whatever your situation is. I guess I realized I had a breakthrough at 33 that I don't like to admit when I'm wrong at things.
Okay.
Gosh, dude, you can't fight your therapist, though.
I was like, whatever, Julie. You're wrong.
So what kind? So therapy? Does she tell you? Does she? Is she one of those that says, "Well, how do you feel?"
Yes.
Or will she tell you what to do?
No. She does. She'll give me a lot of advice and technique. The big thing now is like I've realized all the messed up things about me, which apparently there's a lot.
That's the first step.
But that's the hardest step, Mackenzie, because then you have to fix the problems. I'd rather not know about the problems. Like, I'm angry. I'm like,
You know what someone said to me, and this is kind of deep.
Ooh, I like it. Let's get deep.
But from their therapist, they said, their therapist told them, love is a choice, not a feeling.
Ooh.
And I don't know how I felt about that. I debated it, but it stuck with me.
I'm like, no, you're wrong, therapist.
Right, don't you? I was like, but what if you don't? It's not a choice. What if you don't want to love someone, but you do, right?
Ooh.
That's deep.
Yeah. Oh my. You know what? You should quit right now and open up a little therapy shop. How much do you want per hour? I'll pay for that.
Okay.
Do you take my insurance? All right. Hey, let us know how your day is going. Radio Now AM Show. You can tweet us. You can call in anytime. 833-563-2539.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Oh, the big Bachelorette finale went down last night. So, spoiler alert, if you DVR'd it, if you have not watched, earmuffs for you just for a few minutes here. It was filled with drama. And I have to say, I watched it at the beginning and then I kind of fell off the wagon. So, I'm recapping. So
I thought you meant
so
fell asleep last night. No, okay.
Well, that too, yes. Well, first, Hannah B. said goodbye to Tyler and stops him mid-proposal.
The first moment I got to hold you and dance with you and have you in my arms on our first date.
Tyler.
This isn't it.
I am so lucky to be loved by you. And when I told you I was falling in love with you, I mean it. I love someone else.
Ouch.
Oh, God, that would be so awkward. How can you do that?
Stab to the heart. Then Jed proposes and she says yes.
Hannah.
Yes.
Will you marry me?
Yes.
It's the moment. So they get engaged. But wait. Hannah then learns how Jed was not being truthful to her the whole time, and then she calls off the engagement because she becomes aware of a woman from his not-so-distant past.
The second night after we got engaged, Jed tells me that he had been hanging out with this girl before he left to come on the show. And I was like, when was this? And I remember him saying, a week before the show. And I was like, okay, so you broke it off. He said, yes. I tried to let that go. And then a few weeks later, I get news that there was a People magazine article that was out, and I start reading it.
Uh-oh.
And it was not the same story that I was told.
Fake news! Tell her it's fake news! Isn't that real?
The twists and turns. Then, during the reunion special, Hannah reunites with runner-up Tyler, asks him out on a date, says, hey, I still have feelings.
Our relationship was real to me, and it didn't just go away, and I still have feelings. So, I mean, you're an incredible guy, and I'm a single girl. So I don't know. I just thought maybe we could go for a drink and just hang out.
I would love to. Just tell me when. I'm there.
Baby. So what a plot twist.
No kidding.
What a night.
It's as if the whole thing's scripted, Mackenzie.
It's crazy, right?
It's weird.
Well, moving on to Cardi B. She had to cancel her concert last night here at Beggars Life Fieldhouse due to a security scare.
So I just wanted to apologize.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, it's okay, girl. She tweeted, Dear Indiana people, I am so sorry for today. She even had rehearsed a new move. She was excited to try out on stage, but due to the security threat, which they're kind of being vague about, it has been rescheduled for September 11th.
Okay.
So it was a bummer, but she is coming back.
All right, yeah, I saw some people like, man, I came all the way in from like Ohio or different places. And that's what I feel bad for people. If it's your hometown, you drive like within 15 to an hour, not bad. But if you like flew in for a concert or something, like,
it's a bummer. And if you're not available the second date, like when J-Lo was in Manhattan and the blackout happened in NYC, it was Saturday and then Monday. And like if you can make a Monday concert because you have to work, boo. Well, going on to Jordan Woods, she's on the cover of UK's September issue of Cosmo addressing those Tristan Thompson, the cheating scandal. Rumors.
Never once was I giving him a lap dance, making out with him, sitting all over him. It's just, we're all together, we're in a group. Never once did we leave the public area, go to a bedroom, go to a bathroom. We're all in plain sight.
Okay, that was when she sat down with Jada Pinkett Smith, but now she's on the cover of Cosmo. She says she does not believe in clapping back, but shiz happens, and that she believes she and Kylie Jenner will get back together and become best friends once again. What do we think?
I don't see that, that reconciled happening. No, it's gone. It's sunk. It's gone. It left something.
That was a bad thing to mess up, girl. Seriously, you blew that. Well, new love for Lady Gaga. She was spotted kissing sound engineer Dan Horton in new photos.
I think women love very hard. We love men. We just love with everything we have. And sometimes I don't know that love is met with the type of dignity that we wish it would be met with. You know, we're not trying to make you less of a man. We just want you to love us as deeply and as wholesomely and as fully as we love you.
When are her and Bradley Cooper going to make it a thing?
Say.
He'll
no.
love you deeply.
No. We don't want this engineer. We want she and Bradley together. Okay, so we'll keep you posted on that. That's your garbage.
Mackenzie, thank you so much for the garbage this morning. Good morning. It is Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Poor Liv the Web Girl. She's out sick today. I think it's because she didn't want to pay off her punishment today for Dare Dice, but don't worry. We will do it eventually, and hopefully she does feel better. Hanging out with me, laughing in the background, having a good time. Friend of the show is Mackenzie hanging out with us. We got producer Porkchop and our technical producer, Lenny Bree, holding things down in Houston. Mackenzie, we talked earlier this week. People can check out the podcast on our website if they missed it, about how you had this guy awkwardly try to show you a photo of something you were talking about in your phone, but it actually was a screenshot of you in a bikini from like your Instagram.
Right. So we're on this first date and it's, you know, the appetizer had come, mm-hmm. our first cocktail, and then he referenced something. He's like, oh, let me show you. And he pulls out his phone, goes into his photo album, and then the first picture that I see is of myself in a bikini it was like a screen grab, and he's like, oh, like fumbling, and it was so awkward. I didn't call him out. I just let it be. But
so, was there a second date, or is that it?
Nah, that was it.
Okay. I mean, do you do
nice guy? But
do you do anything like Bumble or Tinder? How like are you
no.
doing any kind of dating thing, or
no,
just whatever happens?
I'm fresh, newly into it. The dating scene. No, I haven't done any of that stuff now.
Okay. Well, then maybe this is something you can consider. Now, this is going to cost a lot more than those free apps. So, I mean, buyer beware. But I think this is genius. And honestly, if I was single and wasn't married to my wife Lindsay, because age is just a number to me, I would be hitting this lady up.
Whoa.
Yes.
I can't wait for this.
Yeah. This lady right here, by the way, is a total cougar. A New York City realtor is putting herself out there by taking out ads to try to find herself a man. And I say, you go, girl. She is, the campaign is called A Man for Anne.
See, a man for Anne?
She's got branding and everything.
And you know? She's a poet.
Yes, and guess what? She is having this ad play more than 7,000 calves in New York City. She's 56 years old. She's been divorced for 15 years. She says it was simply time to put herself back out there. This commercial lists her qualities. It spells out potential deal makers and deal breakers, like things she wants and does not want. And I guess it's only been playing for 4 days in these taxi cabs, but it's already working. She's received tons of emails from a bunch of potential suitors. It cost her about $5,000. But this lady, though, I guess she makes a lot of money because she's a really successful person in New York. But
yeah.
Listen to her ad. Just tell me if you'd consider doing this, because right now, I mean, I kind of want to call her.
Hi, I'm Anne Villanane, a.k.a. Annie Gets It Done, and I have managed to sell billions of dollars worth of New York City real estate. But the one thing I haven't been able to get done is to find a wonderful single divorced dad to remarry. You would think it's easy, but it's not. So if you're a gentleman with a kind and generous soul and you love your mother but you still don't live with her, then you're a 56-year-old, fit and fabulous woman, feel free to give me a call. So wish me luck and enjoy the ride.
How do you not date her?
I love this idea. She sounds spunky. You know, she's got her stuff together. She's funny.
I'd go totally straight for her.
Whoa! Wow! It's time for Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. I don't know why I'm giving her free publicity. I guess because I'm hungry. That's why. Snickers. They will give away 1 million Snicker bars for free if the date of Halloween is changed. Halloween tradition, if you didn't know, falls on October 31st, but a change.org petition is demanding the federal government to change the date to the last Saturday of October instead. Here's a fun fact, though. This is great free advertising because I just talked about it, but Halloween's not a federal holiday, so that will never happen.
Right.
Like, you could send this to President Trump or whoever's president if this came up again. They have no power to change the date of Halloween.
And I think they know that, so they're just getting pubbed.
But like, I'm saying,
we will give you 1 million, knowing it won't happen.
Wouldn't it be cool, though, to get, like, one Snickers bar right now? Like, I'm kind of hungry. Why do I have to wait?
People get weirded out by Halloween, though. Do you ever, like, when I take Lucy trick-or-treating and there's all those houses that are just have gone black? Like, get away, kids.
I know. People are like, man, I'm not going to celebrate this stupid holiday. Meanwhile, they're eating all their little mini Snickers inside. Listen, I don't like a bunch of government stuff in my life, you know what I mean? Like, don't tread on me, man. But I need this bill in my life. I don't know if you guys saw, there's a new bill being proposed that would ban autoplay videos and endless scrolling on your phone, like for YouTube and Facebook. Do you ever get one of those, like, wormholes, Mackenzie, where you watch something maybe on your Facebook, oh, that's cute,
right?
And then scrolls just to another video. May not even be related. Maybe it's similar.
Yes.
I've done that before, and I felt like I was on the show Naked and Afraid, because I'm like, an hour later, I'm like, what am I doing? I was supposed to be at work. Like, and you're just like, what the hell am I watching? This has nothing to do with what I was even looking for.
How long have you got sucked in, would you say? What's, like, the longest?
Oh, honestly, 45 minutes to an hour. Not that often, but it's happened.
Just sitting there.
An hour later, I'm like, oh my God. Like, okay, this is so funny. Just like a white dude here. I'm like, I'll get stuck in fight videos. Like, I'm like, World Star! And I'll start watching, like, a World Star fight video. An hour later, I'm like, what the hell is wrong with me? I feel like I have to go take a shower when I'm done.
Oh, man. Do you guys know TikTok? Does
yes.
Watch TikTok?
Yes, the app, yeah.
Hours and hours. My little girl, like, I have to cut her off because, and I'm like, what are you watching? And it's just video after video.
I do like where they go in there. They also mentioned it would be things like on Snapchat, like how people try to keep snap streaks going and different things, how they have those incentives there. So I think it's cool, but I think it's something we need to do ourselves and not have somebody tell us what to do.
Exactly.
And but it's just, man, I kind of need somebody to tell me what to do here.
Intervention.
Let's talk about grandma going to jail. A 79-year-old woman in Ohio was sentenced over a week behind bars. Why? Well, she was feeding stray cats.
Began with me feeding the stray kitties. I used to have a neighbor that had a couple of cats.
Okay.
And he moved away. And when he moved away, he left the cats.
Oh, what a bad man. That's not good.
I would always feed them and take care of them because I was worried about them, and I'm a cat lover. And then once my neighbors around here started being unhappy about it, then they called the animal warden.
Yeah, and apparently in her town, Garfield Heights, that's her hometown, it's considered a minor misdemeanor to offer food to stray cats or dogs, so they're equal opportunity. And she's like, yeah, I'm just a cat lover. But
wait, why is that bad? I would totally do that.
Well, I get that, and I do love animals. I got my two dogs, Benny and Paddington. Cats are a whole different breed, but I still don't hate them. But I don't know, do you really want, like, you start out with one cat, Mackenzie, then two, and then it's like, row, 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 row.
200 cats.
Yeah, it's like, okay, it smells like terrible over here. Her son talks about her mom, his mom going to jail.
For what she's doing out here, feeding some stray animals, she gets 10 days in the county jail. I couldn't believe it. I'm sure people hear of the things that happened downtown and at jail.
Can you imagine, like, so granny, what are you in here for? It's like, well, Sonny,
I feel so bad for her.
Let's just say no stray cat goes hungry around me.
Let Mildred live her life, okay?
Yeah, let Poor Eleanor. Babe. Let
Eleanor.
Her feed the cats.
Oh, Dolores.
Dolores is actually her real name. No, I'm making that up. Today, a couple special days if you like to celebrate national days. It's National Avocado Day.
Yes!
Give me the guac.
Yes, please.
National Mutt Day, which my dogs are mutts. Benny and Paddington, what up? Do you have any any dogs, Mackenzie? Or
I had Belle, remember? The Helen Keller of dogs.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She was deaf and blind and adorable.
Too soon.
Pork Thanks chop. For bringing it up.
I know.
Joe!
Jerk! Why are you going to bring it up? Why don't you going to post a photo of your dog too on Monday? What am I going to do? What about you, poor chap? You got like 100 animals in your apartment.
Yeah, no, I've got Chloe and Tony, my cat and dog.
Okay. I think it's supposed to be on the DL, right?
Oh, no, I can have
Chloe.
Oh, you Chloe
can be free?
Tony. Yeah.
He used to have to hide his animals.
We just can't talk about the other animals that he has. Like, so when it's National Bird Day, we could celebrate that bird he has.
Your monkey's pretty cool, though.
That is dope. But the fact that he throws poop at me when I come in, not cool, man. I don't need that in my life. And Cotton Candy Day, so happy diabetes to everyone.
Woo!
And final story today for Joe's Need to Know News, tickle therapy could help slow aging.
This is creepy.
I'm kind of late in life, and I've realized, as far as like trying to do maintenance here, like my skin's gonna have like such funkiness at top. I've been burned up there. I'm gonna have so many wrinkles under my eyes, and that's cool. I'm not a really vain person, but I wish
that's cool.
I wish I would have done some kind of moisturizing earlier in my life. But they're saying Tickle Therapy could help slow down the aging process. It delivers a small, painless electrical current to the ear, which sends signals to the body's nervous system through something called the vagus. Well, not Vegas.
Wait, what?
It's V-A-G-U-S. To me, it looks like Vegas.
Go to Vegas, get tickled.
Yeah, so yeah, go there, lose all your money. That will help. They say that it leads to a rebalance of the, I guess, something with your nerve system. There's all these big words, Mackenzie. I hate reading big words. And it'll slow down the effects of aging.
When is the last time you've been tickled?
Oh, God, I don't know. I'm very non-ticklish. Like, my wife, Lindsay, always tries to tickle me. I don't think you want to go to where my tickle spot is.
Do it, Mackenzie. Tickle him.
No, like, my tickle spot's a really uncomfortable spot.
I think I have to go run to the printer.
No, seriously, tickle me. Just right here, right here.
Tickle me. I'm right here, arms
right
open.
Right here. Here we go, with arms wide open. All right.
So awkward.
Yes, but so good. That's Joe's Need to Know News here on Radio Now. Song of the day has arrived, and it is your chance to listen to us fight for a song that we think is the absolute best. Now, I'm sure you know it's my song already, but listen, I want them to have a chance. And who are them? Well, Liv's out today, so we got Pork Chop, we got our friend Mackenzie hanging out, so it's going to be a little three-way battle today for Song of the Day.
So, Pork Chop won yesterday. You, Joe, went on Monday, so I got to get in the game here.
Yeah, I so hope you do, Mackenzie. I so hope you do.
That sounds very sincere.
I want you to come back. So, Pork Chop, explain how we're doing Song of the Day.
So, Song of the Day, there's three ways to vote. You could either text the word song to 52140. You can vote on Twitter at Radio Now AM Show, or you can call us at 833-563-2539, and when I'll answer, I'll say, whose song do you want? And you could say Joe's, Mackenzie's, or Pork Chop's.
All right, now we have a theme today, and that is summer songs, and that is open for interpretation. But what's the best summer song? Well, let me tell you what it is. First of all, it's a throwback. This one is a classic. I would say it stood the test of time. Maybe not forever, but the good past 10, maybe almost 20 years. You know this song. Even if you don't know the band, you know what this song is, and while I may disagree with some of the messages in the song, I love Chinese food. It never makes me sick. I agree with everything else in there, and that is LFO, Summer Girls.
New kids on the block had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick, and I think it's fly when girls stop by
for the summer.
I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch.
I guess.
I'd take her if I had one wish. She's been gone since that summer.
If you want to hear that song right there, you can text SONG, S-O-N-G, to 52140 to make your vote. You can call us at 833-563-2539 or vote on the poll, Radio Now AM Show. Mackenzie, don't give up. What song do you have?
I was just going to say, Joe, I steal your honey like I steal your bike. That's the best line from your song. That's a solid choice. I don't know if I can overcome it, but I'm going to try. Okay, this is a summer anthem. Picture this, you're in your car, it's a gorgeous day, the sun is shining, windows down, you're like, what do I want to hear? A little JT, Summer Love.
I can't wait to fall in love with you, you can't wait to fall in love with me, this just can't be summer love.
My wife, Lindsay, if you're listening, you cannot vote for Mackenzie.
Yes, Lindsay, please.
I feel like you're going to get all the girl votes. Who does not like JT? That's a good one, Mackenzie.
That's a good one.
If you want that, you can vote 833-563-2539. Right now, call in, Twitter, Radio Now, AM Show. Cast your vote there, and you can text us. The number is 52140, and text the word song. It'll give you an option to vote and to pick your choice. All right, Pork Chop. I don't even know if you've got a chance now after those two bangers.
Well, you see, there's this song that came out about 10 summers ago, and it's a song that everybody likes. They're like, okay, yeah, it's cool. But let me tell you, until I moved and lived in northern Michigan for 3 years, this song means so much more to me. So my boyfriend Chase, he's originally from Michigan. We lived up in northern Michigan for 3 years, and the summers there are absolutely gorgeous. The lakes are beautiful. You could literally drink the water if you wanted to.
Okay, that's not a factual statement. Could, just want to let you know, do not
disclaimer.
Do that. You could get diarrhea.
Tubing. You could go pontooning. It's just so much fun, so that's why this is my summer song.
It was 1989. My thoughts were short. My hair was long. Caught somewhere between a boy and man. She was 17 and she was far from in between. It was summertime in northern Michigan.
You kind of took my guy. I was thinking about going with Kid Rock. That's all summer long. Okay, if you want that song to be played for the song of the day, all you got to do is call 833 right now, 563-2539. Your vote counts. Also on Twitter, Radio Now AM Show. And if you want to text in, it's 52140. Just text the word song. It'll give you a quick prompt of what you want to do. All right, Twitter poll is cut off. I'm going to busy all the phone lines out, and right now the texting has stopped. Hey, good morning. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show, and we are doing the song of the day. Porkchop right now is feverishly calculating the results from your tweets on the poll that we put up there, Radio Now AM Show. Follow us. If you didn't get in right now, you could definitely do it tomorrow. The calls that you had at 833-563-2539 and the text messages that you sent in when you did our poll, the number, if you want to do it tomorrow, 52140. Save that in your phone, and all you have to do is each day text the word song. It'll give you the options. If you're just tuning in, the song that I had for a summer song, that was our theme, LFO, Summer Girls.
Chinese food makes me sick.
Sorry to hear about that. Mackenzie, she went with JT, Summer Love.
I can't wait to fall in love.
And Porkchop this morning went with my Michigan guy, Kid Rock, All Summer Long.
It was 1989, my thoughts were short, my hair was long.
All good songs, so there's no real loser today. Porkchop.
Stop. You could have stopped like a while ago. There's an easy, clear-cut winner.
What?
Really?
Yeah. I thought you said it was neck and neck. No.
Yeah.
I mean, it was for a second until I looked at the texting votes. And
he must be the winner, Joe. It must be Porkchop.
In dead last place.
Oh, no.
No.
Joe.
What?
Honestly, I think about walking away from the show daily when I hear stuff like that. just go and work at Walmart or something like I used to do.
I liked your choice.
Thank you, Mackenzie.
That's a good jam, man.
Coming in first place.
Oh, geez.
With the whopping whopper percent of the vote.
Wow.
Well, that's big.
Everyone wants to go on the lake in northern Michigan, baby!
I knew it! Woo! Congratulations.
Porkchop, your winner this morning for the song of the day. Summer theme is Kid Rock.
Woo!
All summer long, thanks to your vote.
I'm into it. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
I'm so into you, I can barely breathe.
What we're into, it could be something that we've been eating that's delicious. Maybe something we're binging on Netflix or Hulu or HBO or Amazon. Maybe it's a song we're rocking out to, or maybe Mackenzie, who's hanging out with today. Maybe you got some kind of a beauty thing. Whatever it might be, you can share it, and we'll put it up on our Instagram story later so you can try to go get it for yourself. I am selfish, and I would like to go first, and I want to throw a disclaimer out there. I'm okay.
That's what you... Okay, so when we were just listening to Kid Rock, he's like, guys, don't worry, coming up. I want you to know I'm okay.
There's just
what does this mean, Joe?
My thing that I'm into is a song by NF. I saw it yesterday or the other day. It was on YouTube, and it was a trending song. And it was NF, and I believe the song is called Change. My computer just froze on me. And I just thought it was really cool. I can kind of relate to some of the lyrics because I talk about my anxiety and different things on the air. The song sounds really dark, but it's good because at the end he breaks through and he wants to make a change. It's called NF Change. Check it out.
Tossing in my sleep. Every night for like 2 weeks, thinking about how I could have done this or done that better. Can't help it, that's just me.
Lies.
That's just me avoiding the change. Yeah, it's probably why the issues ain't going away. Yeah, it's probably why I always sit around and complain, telling myself that I ain't never getting out of this place, out of my face. If you're telling me I need to be different, that's the issue though. I'm always insecurity driven, taking the wrong turns, acting like I know where I'm headed, waiting for something bad to happen. I can snap any minute I need.
Change.
Yeah, it's kind of easy to say, right? But difficult to do when I feel like I hate life. And everyone around me kind of thinks I'm a great guy, but I don't ever think it, so I think I'm a fake.
Change.
It's something that I know I should do. I'm a little uncomfortable to tell you the truth, but to be honest with you lately, I got nothing to lose. See, I've always been full of pain, but now I'm making some room. Looking for
change.
See, everybody's looking at me like, you know,
I'm
really weird right now.
No.
It's like It's okay.
No,
but he's looking for change. So I like that song right there.
I do too. It's got a good beat.
So that's what I'm into. Mackenzie, get more emo than that. Go. No, I'm kidding. I'll get to you in a second. Porkchop, what are you into this week?
I'm surprised you didn't pick what I'm into this week, Joe.
Well, maybe I was going to.
I'm into discs.
Discs?
Whoa, oh.
Disc golfing.
Can you spell that?
Yeah, D-I-S-E, disc.
You have to be careful how you pronounce that.
Yeah, because I was like, I'm not surprised you're into
he
that.
He likes all sizes, big, small.
All the colors. Yes. I mean, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Hold
he likes
him with
them
his
all.
Hands, yep.
Mm-hmm. So I've been disc golfing 5 times in my life, and it is so much fun.
I feel
and
like I'm, you've done it more than that, but yeah. Okay.
Here's how.
Like 40 or 50 times, I heard.
Huh?
Nothing. Continue on.
Here's how you could get into disc golf if you're interested. You could go to somewhere like Dick's Sporting Goods and...
Really? Really? That just tied it all together.
Came full circle there.
They have a disc golf starter kit. It's like $27. And then if you're like, okay, well, where do I go disc golfing? You could download an app. It's called U-Disc. U-D-I-S-C. And it shows you where all the disc golf courses are in your town.
Is anybody
and
else
most
laughing?
Of them... are free. So you know if it's free, it's for me. So yeah.
Everyone loves disc free golfing. Disc.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's right. Can't get enough disc golf.
Mackenzie, what are you into this week?
Are you into disc golfing, Mackenzie?
Totally. Mm. All the time. Okay. So what I'm into, this is really cool. I discovered it's a free app. And it's a website, Cameo, so C-A-M-E-O.
Yes, I've heard of this.
Super into it. So basically, you can get personalized video shout-outs from your favorite celebrities or reality people, and you just download Cameo. They each have different fees, so the app is free, but like, hey, if you want a shout-out from Charlie Sheen or like a Real Housewife or Dwight Howard, they're all on there. And it's a cool birthday present or like something for your sweetie or if someone's obsessed with somebody, they actually do. And it's like they're in their kitchen or they're outside walking. It's very, very casual.
Wait a minute. How much money can we make off this? Because we get people all the time asking for shout-outs. Like, not to be selfish, but if I can line my pockets, let's talk.
I wonder how much Charlie Sheen. Who would you guys want if you could have a shout-out from anyone?
I actually saw this app, and like 2 weeks ago, they added Martin Brodeur for $350.
Goal!
Martin Brodeur is the greatest goaltender of all time, New Jersey Devils hockey player. So,
that's who my guy. You would do? Yeah. Like you would get as a shout out?
I would say I'd like a shout out from a true American hero. Do you guys know who Randy Quaid is?
No. Yes!
He helped us defeat the aliens back in Independence Day.
And it's Dennis Quaid's brother, right?
Yes, and he was also in
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Exactly. So yeah, that's it. Who would you have, Porkchop?
I already said Martin Brodeur.
Okay. What about you, Mackenzie?
I'm going with, I'll just do something. Charlie Sheen. I want to get a shout out.
You want
a
what?
I want to get a shout out. Wow. No, I don't like diseases, so no. I want to get a shout
allegedly.
Out from Charlie Sheen.
Allegedly. Yeah. All right, cool. That's what we're into. We'll put it up on our Instagram story for you to check it out.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Oh, we certainly do. And we have to get to the big Bachelorette finale that went down last night. And I have to tell you, if you DVR'd it, earmuffs, because I don't want to do a spoiler alert. But so much happened, so much drama. First, Hannah B. says goodbye to Tyler, and she stops him mid-proposal.
The first moment I got to hold you and dance with you and have you in my arms on our first date.
Tyler.
This isn't it.
I am so lucky to be loved by you. And when I told you I was falling in love with you, I mean it. I love someone else.
Ladies, this is why guys don't propose. They never actually propose because they don't want that to happen. That's why they've been with you for 7 years.
Stick to the heart. And then Jed proposes and she says yes.
Hannah.
Yes.
Will you marry me?
Yes, but then, after they get engaged, Hannah learns how Jed was not being truthful this whole time. She finds out about a not-so-distant other woman.
The second night after we got engaged, Jed tells me that he had been hanging out with this girl before he left to come on the show. And I was like, when was this? And I remember him saying, a week before the show. And I was like, okay, so you broke it off. He said, yes. I tried to let that go. And then a few weeks later, I get news that there was a People magazine article that was out. And I start reading it. And it was not the same story that I was told.
Crap. What the hell?
Fake news!
Another plot twist during the reunion special. Hannah B. reunites with runner-up Tyler. She asked him out on a date. She still has the feels.
Our relationship was real to me, and it didn't just go away, and I still have feelings. So, I mean, you're an incredible guy, and I'm a single girl. So I don't know. I just thought maybe we could go for a drink and just hang out.
Yeah, baby.
I would love to. Just tell me when. I'm there.
Yeah, how would you like to be my backup plan?
Wow. All right. Everybody's sweating. That was a long one last night, but good. Well, James Corden is on the cover of British GQ, and he was just hanging out with John Legend, and they had a riff off.
1, 2. We go together. Better than birds of a feather, you and me. You're the medicine and the pain, the tattoo inside my brain. And baby, you know it's obvious. I'm a sucker for you.
So good.
I love James Corden. That guy's the best.
I don't want him to ever leave late night. Moving on to Kevin Bacon. Kevin got stopped by airport security for, get this, concealing a sweet potato.
I was on my way to L.A. I knew that in probably 7.5 hours I was going to be hungry. So I saw a nice sweet potato sitting there ready to go, and I just threw it in my suitcase. And, of course, TSA flagged it. But I'm telling you, as soon as the guy called me over, it's like he was on his way opening. I was like, I think it's my sweet potato. It might be a yam, but I'm not sure.
It's a note to self. Don't travel with sweet potato.
Is he just gnawing on a raw sweet potato? Like, I like it with some butter and stuff, but...
Fun fact, I got to interview Kevin Bacon, and he is the man. He's so cool. He tours with his brother, Michael. They have the Bacon Brothers. They do music.
Makes sense.
And he does not age. He looks exactly almost like he did with Footloose, like back in the
day. Must be sweet potatoes, Mackenzie.
Yeah, I guess. So what he's doing is working. Speaking of someone who doesn't age, Brad Pitt. Have you guys seen Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, the new one, Leo?
I have not, but I hear it. I'm getting mixed reviews. I have not seen it, though.
Same. Well, he was teasing about his new lover on the red carpet.
My best friends. Is it safe to say that Leo is now your new BFF?
Yeah, whatever you want to call it. He's a good egg.
And this film.
And yes, we are lovers.
Yes, you saying?
It's true.
You can see that on the set, you know.
Yes, lady, we're lovers.
Yes, me and Leo DiCaprio. Basically, he's saying though, you cannot miss this film. He had an insane time making it, and I want to know who Brad Pitt's going to get with next. Any predictions?
I don't know. Do you think you'll rekindle an old flame, maybe?
Jen Aniston.
Do it, bro.
I want that to happen, and that's your garbage.
Thank you so much, Mackenzie, for the garbage. Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Hola. Is it how you say it in Spanish?
Bonjour.
Hola. I don't know, but it is Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. My annoying voice you're used to. That's Joe. The voice you hear is sweet. Sounds like an angel. Mackenzie hanging out with us. Thank you. We got producer Pork Chop, Live the Web Girl, a little under the weather. I think it's because she didn't want to do her Dare Dice punishment, which is coming up in about 10 minutes. We'll find out about that. So we hope she feels better. And our technical producer, Lenny Bree, hanging out with us today, holding things down for us in Houston, in H-Town. Somebody here on the show was able to finally check something off of their list. I will let that person at this time step forward and speak their truth.
Wait, when you say their list, do you mean like their celebrity, like, you know, list?
Oh, well, I don't know. Maybe that's what it is. What? I don't know. That'd be really interesting. All right, somebody speak up. What's the deal?
It's a to-do list. Not as exciting as that list.
Oh,
but
it's a different to-do list. Okay, Mackenzie, what is it?
A different to-do list. Do you guys make to-do lists?
Yes.
I do. I never actually do them, but the only thing I do is I do my to-do list.
Oh, okay. So you actually make the list. You don't do the acts, the things you
have
to do.
Yeah, but I feel like I accomplish something by making the list.
I do. I write down everything so I don't forget, like things I have to do. But I finally did something that has been on my list for legit, I want to say 6 months.
6 months?
You know, because you have your priorities, like that you have to do, and then you have things that you need to do, but like at some point.
Am I allowed to guess?
Yes.
It has nothing to do with any sort of hygiene, does it?
No.
Okay, thank God, because 6 months, that'd be like a long time.
I finally changed my sheets.
Anything to do with your kid?
No.
Okay, then we're in the clear.
Is it like a hobby?
No.
Okay. Is it like? Oh, I'm running out of
Tell
ideas.
Us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. You're gonna have to. You have to tell us.
Well, it's so stupid, but I have had all of these magazine subscriptions forever, and then I kept getting billed. I didn't know how to make them quit. I've been charged and charged.
Auto renew me, baby.
Right, and I finally took the time, went to the websites, made the calls, and finally canceled all my magazine subscriptions. Try to be responsible financially.
There's a new app that does that, and the app is like, hey, we'll tell you what subscriptions that you're paying for that you don't know about, and we'll cancel all the subscriptions.
And we'll
for
charge you.
You
money for it with all the money you were paying them.
They make it so hard, so I canceled it online, and then they're like, but this is through a third-party vendor, so it may not have actually happened. So you have to go through hoops just to cancel, and then they try to trick you, right?
And like, guilt trip you.
Or they try to say, oh, we'll just keep sending them and maybe, you know, at a cheaper rate. Like, no. But I finally put the kibosh on them. I mean, I liked them,
all
but
right.
Who needs them?
There we go. 833-563-2539. Why not do a little humble brag, a little appreciation for yourself? Give yourself a little pat on the back. If you can't reach, we'll get it for you. 833-563-2539. What have you had on your to-do list that you finally checked off? Or maybe you had something in the past, like, dude, it was on my list for 3 years and I finally checked that stupid thing off.
Even the most mundane thing. Like fixing something.
It feels so good when it's done.
Or, I mean, even funnier, something that's been on your list for that long that you still haven't done because.
Oh, why? Do you have something, Porkchop?
Oh, God. I just pulled up my like little to-do list thing. There's something on here from 3 years ago. Actually, the second one is from you and me, Mackenzie, when we worked together in Portland.
Something to do?
I remember asking you, like, yeah, I was like, Mackenzie, your teeth are so white.
How do you brush them?
And I said, I want my teeth to be the same way. Literally wrote down how you did. You told me Zoom and Night Bright teeth. And I haven't.
I've been on there for 3 years.
3 years, and I haven't done it yet. Actually, the number one is movies that I've wanted to see. I don't even know when these movies came out. Prisoners, Ticket, No Escape, and Straight Outta Compton.
You still haven't seen Straight Outta Compton?
No.
I wonder who has the longest running thing on your to-do list. Like 3 years, that's pretty substantial.
Oh, wow.
I'm so sad.
I've got one that's been on my list for about 33 years.
33 years?
Yeah, it's how old I am. It's lose weight. I'm working on that one.
Give him the bless your heart.
Bless your heart, Joe.
I know it'll come through.
You're making strides.
833-563-2539. No, one thing that's been on our list, not super long, but it's like so nice. We bought this mattress at a place that sells mattresses. Had a problem with it, but it was okay. But then they sent us an extra one. Instead of giving us our money back, they gave us a whole other mattress. So this thing's been sitting in our living room because it's so big, all rolled up for like 6 months. We finally sold the damn thing.
Yes!
I'm like, yes! Check that
Doesn't
thing
that
off.
Feels so great.
It is. It was an awkward experience selling your mattress to a random stranger, Mackenzie. Just throwing it out there.
Enjoy.
Things can get weird. If you've got something that you have finally checked off of that stupid list, or maybe it's still there.
We want to know.
Yeah, 833-563-2539. I'm just picturing Porkchop tonight whitening his teeth and watching Boys in the Hood. All right, okay. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Myself, Joe. We got Mackenzie, producer Porkchop, Liv the Web Girl. She is out sick today. We hope she feels better. I don't know what's going on, but yeah.
Poor thing.
Feel better there, girl.
Yes.
Okay, we played this earlier when I was doing Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it out on our website if you missed that. But there's this woman. She is 56 years old, and she is looking for love, and she put this ad out here, which is absolutely incredible.
Hi, I'm Annette Villanane, a.k.a. Annie Gets It Done, and I have managed to sell billions of dollars worth of New York City real estate, but the one thing I haven't been able to get done is to find a wonderful single divorced dad to remarry. You would think it's easy, but it's not. So if you're a gentleman with a kind and generous soul, and you love your mother, but you still don't live with her, and can appreciate a 56-year-old fit and fabulous woman, feel free to give me a call. So wish me luck and enjoy the ride.
And she put her dating ad in these taxi cabs, spent like $5,000, and I love that. She's 56, which I'm married and I'm 33, but like, I don't know, maybe I'd go for a 56-year-old woman. I kind of feel like that's a little bit too much of an age gap. But like, then again, if she's rich and loaded and passes away before I do, I will be set.
Aww, I think she she's cute. She's spunky. She's fun. Obviously successful.
And at not that it matters. She does look good too, though. But that doesn't matter. But she's physically attractive, even for that big of an age gap for us.
Yeah.
But I mean, you kind of brought up, though, like, Joe, would you really date her or not? I'm like, well, I don't know, Mackenzie, because that's 43, 50. That's like 15 plus years. Isn't that a big age gap?
That's a big age gap, yes. It's interesting. It's different. It's so weird. Do you feel like it's a double standard? Because we all always often see, obviously, an older dude with a younger woman. And then when it's vice versa, people get a little weirded out sometimes.
Well, I think it is in certain situations. Because if it is like, I think it's okay if it's like, hey, it's a 35-year-old woman and a 20-year-old guy. Nobody would bat an eye at it. Or an 18-year-old guy. They'd be like, look at her stealing it.
You don't think that?
I think, Mackenzie, it's the other way around.
If I dated an 18-year-old, I feel like you guys would be like, what?
Oh, no. I would be like, I'm like, get it right. Get it tight. Like, I'm like, get it in there.
Really?
I would be so happy for you. I'm like, get it, Mackenzie. Yes, because it's not creepy.
I would never
creepy.
Do that. For the record, I'm just saying.
Okay, now every guy's dreams have been crushed. No. Thanks, dream killer.
Can I throw another monkey in the wrench?
Yes, and 833-563-2539 is talking about this age dating kind of a gap and what's cool, what's not, in your opinion.
So in my situation, obviously, I date my boyfriend Chase. So our age gap is 6 years, 10 months.
So I think that's nothing.
And well,
okay. Now.
Hold on, yeah, let's make
now.
It weird, though.
Because when we started dating, I was 23 and like 10 months and he was
and 10 months
and he was 17. No,
okay.
No,
and then I got a knock on my door.
No,
yeah, then Chris Hansen said hello.
Chris Hansen showed
because
up.
I'm from New Jersey, that's where I was.
Oh,
he's
so
from Michigan, that's where he was.
Oh.
And I think the age of consent there's like 16, so we were clear by a year.
Listen, anytime you have to bring up the law in your relationship,
so I'm from New Jersey, it's cool there,
it's cool. Technically, it's legal.
Well, now he's 24 and I'm 30, okay.
Oh, so now it's okay.
So but that is weird to think about when you're older, like we just talked about, Joe, 15-year gap. But, I mean, could you imagine younger?
I could not.
When you're younger, the 15 years is a huge difference.
Could you imagine if Pork Chop replaced that and he wasn't bi and into a guy at that time? And he's like, yeah, I mean, she was 17, Mackenzie. Like, it's cool. I mean, I was helping her getting ready for college, and I was helping her with her. I was going to go to prom with her. It's like,
right.
No, you creep. You can't do that.
Exactly.
It's such a big difference.
I mean,
what about you? Do you have an age dating gap now that you're, like, you're out there dating again? Do you, like, can somebody be too young for you? Is somebody going to be too old for you?
Okay,
I mean,
or
is it just who it is? Who it
I'm
is?
New to the dating scene. I went on a date with like a 26-year-old, which was fun.
Yeah.
And then I have also gone on a date with like a 50-year-old, which is older, a big gap.
Is that like dating your dad? Did it feel like that? I'm sure your dad's a good dude, but.
It's such a, it's interesting. It's so interesting because like in the 20-somethings, like text, like, yay, you know, let's meet at 9.
You up?
Blah, 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 you up? And then the older gentlemen, usually they have their stuff together. They plan a proper date. You know, a car maybe comes, picks you up. I mean, it's just night and day. It's different.
They've fallen down and they can't get up.
Let's have a glass of Cabernet.
These are first dates. This is innocent. This is a dinner.
Like, do any of your girlfriends, though, maybe they're dating like that, too. Do they have anything, like, where they're like, I won't date? Like, I don't know. Do women, like, do you, is one worse than the other? Would you rather date an older man or a younger guy? I feel like everybody would say the older man because they're more established and they don't want games. But is that true?
See, I was shocked when you're like, yeah, get it, girl, if you go younger. Because I do have a friend and she is dating, she's in her mid-30s and her guy is like 20.
Mm-hmm.
And I just was like, does that make you feel like people are like, oh, cougar? I asked her, I was like, does that make you feel old or does that make you feel like people might mistake him for like your son? I don't know.
Oh, how awkward that be? Like, man, what
that'd
would
be
you
terrible.
What would
right?
you and your son like? Hey, we got Christy on the phone. Christy, thanks for calling in. 833-563-2539. What did you want to say about the age gap?
So I'm married, and my husband and I are 14 years apart. I'm 35, and he's 49.
Whoa. So,
okay.
And I'm not throwing it out there, but some might assume you had daddy issues. Is that the age gap, or what is that?
Definitely not. I always make fun of it because it's really weird, but he graduated in 89 when I was 5 years old. So I always throw that out there because I think it's hilarious.
Is he a young 49, though? He's like cool, fun.
Yeah, see, that's what I like. And we met probably like 10 years ago. So he's like, when we were first dating, he's like, I can't wait until you're out of your 20s, so I can at least say I'm not dating a 20-year-old.
So. I can't wait till I can take you somewhere and see a rated R movie. This is going to be great.
Girl, he's proud to be with you.
Hey,
yes.
Christy, thank you for calling into Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Kayla, we're talking about the age dating gap. Do you have a rule like this old or this young? What do you have? Kayla, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what's your age dating gap rule?
So it used to be 10 to 15 years, but I just recently, well, for a year now, I'm with someone that's, well, I guess 14 years older than me. So, like, I guess he's right at that, you know, right at that curve. But still, I told myself I would never be with someone that's 38 to 40 years old, and now I'm with someone who is 40.
What changed your mind? What does he do for you, or what's it about him?
So, you know, well, at first, he doesn't look his age at all, which played a huge role.
That's huge. And, yes.
Yeah. And then, well, he doesn't act 40, which helps a lot as well. But really, I mean, like you said earlier, he's got his stuff together, and it's not, I don't have to worry about, you know, all the nonsense that I did with my last boyfriend as far as having to worry about him talking to other women or, you know, he knows what he wants. And that really is just, it's nice. It's kind of a turn on now.
Absolutely. Right. I like that. I like a man who knows what he wants.
And let's wrap this up. Mackenzie, you've never probably heard this guy before, but he's a big part of our show. Billiam Fancy Pants, you are on the
Fancy
show. What's
Pants?
Up? Hey, buddy. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing wonderful. What did you want to say about the age gap when it comes to dating? Do you have any experience with that?
Well, I'm 35 and my girlfriend's 20. So there's
20?
A 15-year age difference there.
Wow. Did you meet her like a high school graduation? How'd you find her?
She found me.
Oh, she found you.
Oh, okay.
Are your friends or her friends, do they give you guys a hard time at all?
No, the only people that give us a hard time is people on the streets because I happen to be Scottish. She's African-American.
Oh, so just ignorant people. Okay.
Well, the weird thing is he told me off the air that they've been dating for 10 years.
Wow, that's a long time. That's a lead. Okay.
No,
wait,
I'm kidding.
I was like, wait a second.
That's a joke.
She's 20.
I hope Billiam Fancy Pants whips your butt. Hey, Betty.
I'm kidding.
So good to hear from you. Call back. It's been a hot minute right
yes.
there.
Yes.
Yeah, let us know when she turns 21. Maybe we can actually go out to the bar and buy a drink. I get so hyped up that sometimes things get a little awkward. You know what, though? That's okay. It's okay to have awkward moments in life. For example, we're about to play one of my favorite, and that is Catchphrase. And
yes.
Joining us today, hanging out. Can't believe she's still actually here. Thought she would leave. We got Mackenzie, and she will be playing Live the Web Girl out sick today. We hope you feel better, Live the Web Girl. Producer Porkchop, he's still here. We can't get him to take a day off, even when he is sick. So there is that. Now, if we're going to play the game, we got to get some teammates. So let's see here. We've got, this looks like Julie. Hey, Julie.
Hey.
Hey, you're on Team Mackenzie this morning.
Yes. Hey, girl. Hey.
Woo, woo. Woo.
Yeah, girl power. Rah, rah, rah.
That's right.
Okay. And let's go. I'm sure this person's excited to play with me. Caitlin, you're on Team Joe.
Hey.
Hey. That is the most
unenthusiastic.
Yeah. She's like, this is being done against my will.
No, she's not.
All right, cool. Hey, I want to go over the rules for you, Julie, and for you, Caitlin, but also for Mackenzie, because I don't know if she's played this style. It's a little different than traditional at home. Here's how it works. We have until the buzzer goes off. We have to say the word exactly as it's written out on our paper or typed out by producer Porkchop, who, by the way, is quite the stickler. So we're already going to complain about the game when we're done. You can pass on a word, but only one time. So I advise you, it's an infamous thing that happened, Mackenzie. I passed on the first word with a caller one time, and we never got past that word.
Wait, I feel like Porkchop told me one time he made, what, like 40 words, and you got through three?
Oh, that was literally last week.
All right, shut up. We don't have to go into all the details here. Whoever has the most right at the end wins. In the event of a tie, producer Porkchop will explain the rules, and that's pretty much it. Now, I give the option because I'm a gentleman, Mackenzie. I'm a gentleman. Would you like to go first, or do you want me and my teammate, Caitlin, who's dying to play with me, do you want us to go first?
I'm going to let Julie choose, my teammate. Julie, you want to go first, girl, or wait?
Joe, go first.
Joe, come on.
Oh, Joe goes first. Okay.
Fine. Now the pressure's on. All right, Julie, you got to be quiet in the background. It's going to be me and my teammate, Caitlin, over here. Are we ready to go, Caitlin?
Yes, let's go.
All right. In three, two, one, catchphrase. Not not the east side, but the
west side.
That'll work. Okay. You got a nickel, dime, and a what? Change.
Penny.
No, bigger.
Quarter.
Hey, listen up. This is very something. Like, you need to pay attention. You got to guess. It's information. Like, it's you need to know about this. Like, it's very important. You should write it down. Oh, I said the word. Dang it. Dang it. Okay, that sucked. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What is that?
Counting. Numbers.
Just take off the end of that. Like, give me the shortened word. Like, kids learn how to do this. Like, that when they can do numbers. It's what?
Count.
Yes, okay. When we do the garbage, it's about what? Like, what's that category?
Trash,
It's like news and Hollywood.
News,
not calling somebody, but...
Drama, tea.
Oh, when those
entertainment is what we're looking for.
When those beeps start speeding up, my heart is like pounding.
Yes.
So scary.
Okay, so how did we do there, poor chap? We got like what, like 20?
You got 3 right. You had to get
three.
That's not bad.
Buzz on important because Joe said important.
Well, then what would you have said besides saying the word important?
No, I think you said fine.
Hey, 3 is not bad.
All right, Caitlin, hang on.
It's better than 0.
We still might get to celebrate this.
Okay, Julie.
Julie, are you there?
Yep.
Are you ready to play?
I am.
All right, okay. I wish bad luck upon both of you.
I can't look until it starts, right? I can't look now?
No. You can catchphrase and look in 3,
okay.
2,
Julie.
1, go.
Okay, an artist goes on a worldwide
tour.
Yes. Arnold Schwarzenegger, total... The movie.
Bodybuilder.
Okay, if something is...
Recall.
Yes! I'm feeling dizzy. I'm going to pass out. I'm going to...
Faint, weak,
yes.
Sick.
Yes. Do you have a blank ID if you served our country? You're in
military.
The... Yes. Oh, I like to play jump. I like to exercise.
Rope.
Yes. Ooh, I'm going to take a ride outside on my new...
Bike?
The full word.
Bicycle.
Yes. Ooh, I like crumpet or gravy and
biscuits.
Yes. Eye of the
tiger.
Yes. She got all the words.
There's still time left.
Yes.
Wow.
Julie.
Has that ever happened before, Joe, where someone got all the words with 8 seconds left?
You were so amazing. We went through our entire list. Yes!
Wow, what a boss.
Nailed it.
Julie is a boss.
Wow.
Congratulations!
So happy for you. What a great day.
It was
day.
All Julie. Nicely done, woman.
Sorry, Caitlin.
It's okay.
Was fun.
Another listener that I've lost somehow, some way. Julie, thank you so much for playing this morning. Congratulations for you for being the big winner. Wow.
That was amazing.
I mean, I don't want to say anything, but I think most people would agree. I won't harp on it too much. It was definitely the words that I was given.
Ugh, God.
Every time.
Hey, it's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Mackenzie, the voice you're hearing right there. You probably recognize her if you're in Indianapolis, Indiana. You see her all the time on those Andy Moore TV commercials. I've asked her to get me a car discount, and I'm waiting to hear back about if I'm approved for financing. So,
I said standby.
Fingers crossed. And, of course, she also used to be on Radio Now, so it's kind of cool, a little homecoming of sorts.
This is so much fun, and not much has changed.
No.
To
nothing
be real.
Has changed. Not a single thing. And producer Pork Chops here, Liv the Web Girl, is not feeling so hot, so she's taking the day off. Hope she feels better. And in Houston, we got our technical producer Lenny Bree holding things down, doing his thing. Joe's journey. We brought it back. It was going well. Then I got fat again and just kind of fell off the wagon. And we let that thing die. It had a heart attack and we put it to rest. But it's back. I've been doing it now for a couple of weeks. And last week I lost 4 pounds. This week I stepped on the scale this morning. And it's not what I was hoping for, but I got to be, as my therapist told me, I got to be happy about any kind of positivity. Even if it's just me like going to the bathroom, I was down 1.5 pounds today. So
that's
dope.
Awesome.
But I should have been so much more. I shouldn't have went out to town on National Chicken Wing Day, but I'm down to 391, which is dope.
Yeah.
I mean, the biggest thing is, it's just Mackenzie. I don't know about you. I always see you working on in your Instagram. Was it hard for you to start like doing a fitness routine, and then eventually when you got into it, you stuck to it, or do you still struggle daily working out?
I think the hard thing is just to get there. So like, even if you trick yourself, as stupid as it sounds, be like, oh, I'll just do something for 10 to 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Because once you're actually there, chances are you'll stay longer. You'll get a good workout in. But it's just like, okay. as long as you just put yourself in the place.
My biggest thing, my therapist said, she just not necessarily like a fitness thing, but I realized it's just that one choice. Like you're saying, if you go there and start doing it, you'll go longer. I just get so wonky with my tiredness. Like after we go home today, after our staff meeting at like 1, I'll want to lay down. She's like, no. Go walk your dogs. Like your goal is every day to walk them for half an hour, an hour. And then it's amazing because then I have energy. I'm awake and doing it. Same thing. If I would just go do my workout, walk my dogs, or do my gym, I'm like, okay. I did it, and then like my whole day won't be wasted. So
get in the sunshine, and sleep is a big thing with this schedule because we get up super early. It is rough, but sleep, you'll be amazed because I did mornings for a bit, and then I stopped, and I lost like 8 pounds instantly without, and that's a lot for me.
Oh, of course,
it's just
because
your body just holds on to it. So it's sleep is very important. So just try to get it where you can.
Now, Pork Chop, this is not just Joe's journey. It's your journey. And we've also opened up to people that feel comfortable to DM us, Radio Now AM Show. And if you would like to hop on the air, I love seeing your journeys. That's what inspires us. If you ever want to come on the air one week and we can kind of track how you're doing and you can share maybe a cool update with yourself, Radio Now AM Show. Hit us up in the DMs and we'd love to talk to you. But what about Pork Chop's journey? How are things going for you, man?
Yeah, so I explained before, I went to the dentist and they had to take my blood pressure. And it was like 160 over like 90 or
something.
That's insane. That's like really high.
Yeah.
So on July 10th is when I started eating healthier. That was exactly 3 weeks ago. And oh yeah, wait, I totally forgot to tell you.
Uh-oh.
Something happened last night to me that has not happened in over a year.
Oh, so many things we could guess, Joe.
Can you see your toes?
I walked into Sullivan's where I work at the steakhouse, and my coworker looked at me and said, "Are you losing weight?"
That is the best thing to have somebody ask.
Yes.
Yes, so since July 10th, today's the 31st, that's 3 weeks exactly, I was 227 pounds. Right now I'm 214, so I've lost 13 pounds
in
3 weeks.
Dude, that's a lot of weight.
Wow.
And I've just been eating like, I haven't even been eating necessarily healthier, just better.
That's good. I'm proud of you both. And Joe, you don't give yourself enough credit. You are doing awesome.
Well, thank you. I'm certainly trying. But you know what? It is nice, though, too. You fill yourself with positive stuff. Like, I see you working out, and not like in a creepy way, like you went with a date on that one guy that had a photo of you on his phone of you in a bikini. But like, you're motivating, because I always say, I'm like, how does she have the energy to do that? But that's the one thing I recall, because you don't know this about me, Mackenzie, and maybe somebody listening doesn't. But sadly, several times in my life, I've lost 100 pounds, and I've put it back on. Like, before I got married, 4.5 years ago, I lost like 105 pounds, and that's a dramatic amount of weight. But it did not even take me that long, just because a simple thing of changing the diet and just working out, just a little thing each day. I like your idea. I need to trick myself. I'm going to try tricking myself.
Just be like, I'll go for a 10-minute walk.
10-minute walk.
Yeah.
And then I'm just going to lose my GPS. And
also, I really want you to take in more water. Drink tons of water, because we have a mutual friend who lost, what, over 200 pounds? 250 pounds. And his key to doing it, he always attributes it to water, plain water, like a gallon of water. It just gets everything moving, gets you flushed out. It's key. So just, if you can't do anything else, drink more water.
Could I do like beer? Because there's a lot of water in beer. Is that possible?
It evens out, right?
No, it doesn't. Okay, cool.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Well, a lot of people care about The Bachelorette. And the big finale went down last night. Earmuffs. If you didn't watch it, you DVR'd it.
Spoiler alert!
Yes, Hannah B. said goodbye to Tyler. And get this, she stopped him mid-proposal.
The first moment I got to hold you, dance with you, and have you in my arms on our first date.
Tyler.
This isn't it.
I am so lucky to be loved by you. And when I told you I was falling in love with you, I mean it. I love someone else.
Wow. That's rough.
That's why guys don't propose, ladies. They don't want to be let down like that. So thanks,
but wait,
Anna.
It gets interesting. So then Jed proposes and she says yes.
Anna.
Yes.
Will you marry me?
Yes.
They get engaged. But then another plot twist. Hannah learns how Jed was not being truthful the entire time, and she calls off the engagement.
The second night after we got engaged, Jed tells me that he had been hanging out with this girl before he left to come on the show. And I was like, when was this? And I remember him saying a week before the show. And I was like, okay, so you broke it off. He said, yes. I tried to let that go. And then a few weeks later, I get news that there was a People magazine article that was out And I start reading it, and it was not the same story that I was told.
So Tyler's like, so you're saying there's a chance? And during the reunion special, Hannah reunites with him and says, hey, Tyler, I still have the feels.
Our relationship was real to me, and it didn't just go away, and I still have feelings. So, I mean, you're an incredible guy, and I'm a single girl.
Giggity.
Yeah. So I don't know. I just thought maybe we could go for a drink and just hang out.
I would love to. Just tell me when. I'm there.
Tell me when, baby. The drama. So it was an exciting, exciting night. Well, Joey Chestnut ate 413 chicken wings in celebration of National Chicken Wing Day.
That's insane. I had, I think, Mackenzie, I went out and went to a wing place and I had like 15. And I was like, oh, I'm going to get sick.
How many do you think you could do? Is that your top? They're your max?
It depends. Like, chicken nuggets are a whole different breed from McDonald's. I could put away a 50-piece, but I would be sick. But I could do a 50,
if
a 5-0.
You had to. Well, Chestnut, he's not really a big dude. Here he is talking about how he keeps it slim.
I just monitor my calorie intake while I'm training for a contest. I will do a practice contest. Then I'll fast for days, just drink water.
That okay. is insane. So he has won 12 of the 13 Nathan's hot dog eating competitions, and I've interviewed him a few times, and he does yoga. He actually has a pretty healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, downward.
When he's not gorging himself.
Downward hot dog. That's
right.
A good one.
Exactly. Well, Lisa Marie Presley, she's revealing it all. She's just signed a blockbuster book deal and revealing shocking new details about her ex, Michael Jackson. This is going to be super juicy. She's also going to talk about her dad, Elvis Presley. I was born on his birthday, January 8th, by the way. Lisa, this book deal is going to be huge. I think they said she's going to make like $3 to $4 million or something crazy.
Does she even need the money if she's Elvis's daughter?
I mean, probably. She wants more and more and more.
Who doesn't?
I would read this though, right?
Don't we know everything though already? Allegedly.
I mean, I want to know about her marriages too. Like, besides to MJ, like Nick Cage.
She's okay,
had
okay.
some interesting stuff happening through her life. So I think, would you ever write a book? You should write a book,
My
Joe.
Life is so boring. It'd be like, why I'm depressed, mom and dad. That would be the book. No, you know who I want a book from related to Michael Jackson's? I want to see what Bubbles the Chimp has to say after all these years.
The things he's seen.
Yeah, what did Bubbles the Chimp see hanging out there at the Neverland Ranch?
Did you ever watch that Netflix?
I watched like 30 minutes of it and I turned it off.
You did?
Did you watch it?
No, everyone. I want to watch it. I still want to see it.
Yeah, like Leaving Neverland or something.
But you couldn't get through it?
I did not, no.
That's going to be on my to-do list. I want to watch that this weekend.
All right.
I'll report back.
Poor Chop still has to watch Boys in the Hood. So that's on his to-do list if you missed that earlier.
Done.
Like, literally done.
Oh, all right. I mean, I was like, done. I'm going to watch that movie. But also, we are done with the garbage.
Oh, wow. Mackenzie dropping the mic this morning.
And I'm out. Bye, you
guys.
That's
what
I'm going
to get
breakfast.
Like, it's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Done. Play a commercial now. I would like to think that we all believe that we're good people and we're probably good friends, right? I mean,
yes.
I think I'm a decent friend. Mackenzie, are you a good friend?
I absolutely am a good friend.
Has anybody ever called you a bad friend?
No.
All right, pork chop.
I mean, not to my face.
Yeah,
not to my face. You know what I found, though? I now have just a close-knit, smaller group of friends. Like, I used to have tons of friends, but now I just have a few really, really good friends.
Quality over quantity.
Absolutely.
And pork chop, are you a friendly bro? Do people think you're a reliable, good dude?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, I'm sure once or twice I've been called a bad friend, but for the majority of the part, I'm a very good friend.
Yeah, well, I was mad at you yesterday, so sorry. I'm wondering at 833-563-2539, are they a bad friend if they do this? And what is this? And that is if they set you up with someone who they know you would not be into. Listen, once again, not to beat a dead horse, but Mackenzie, you did mention the other day that you went on a date, so you're not like somebody date me, please, I'm desperate, but you are casually dating to see whatever's out there. If one of your girlfriends that supposedly knows you sets you up with somebody that I guess would be not what you typically would go for, is that a bad friend to you? And by the way, I want to know what would be that example of like, are you kidding me? He did this.
Okay, this actually happened to me. One of my friends said, hey, my buddy saw you and is dying to take you out. How about you guys go to, I think it was Zubilation or a fancy event or something. No, it was, so anyway, a fancy event. And it was so kind of like the same thing. It was very, very interesting.
Kind of formal, fun event, yeah.
Informal, but I was like, okay. You just wonder, does your friend know you, like your type? And then when you see someone, you're like, oh, okay, that's not my like typical, you know, type. And then how do you respond? You're like, wow, he looks fun.
He breathes. Wow. He talks.
But you don't want to be, because it could be an outstanding person. But here's the thing. There could, maybe you don't give someone a chance because they're not your typical type. But who knows? That could be the love of your life. So I guess I'm telling myself to be more open-minded.
Now, I'm going to put you on the spot, and I need an answer. There's nothing acceptable except for an answer. 833-563-2539, by the way. If you think that your friend would be a bad friend if they set you up with somebody who that they knew you would not be into. And I want to know why you weren't into him. Mackenzie, why weren't you into this dude?
I know. Well, I don't know him.
Yes, you do. Oh, okay, come on.
I don't know
Give
him.
Me one reason why. Did he smell funny?
No, well, I never met him. Was I never met him.
Oh,
just
you,
he wasn't.
You,
I didn't go. I didn't.
You didn't even go?
No.
That is terrible.
No.
You didn't even give love a chance.
And when someone asks me out for a first time, and a lot of times they'll ask me to go to a very public event, and I don't want to do that. Because then you're
intimate.
Seen together, and then people think that you're a thing, and if it's a first time deal.
Then the pressure on your friends to come up with a couple name for you already.
But I do like, if I go out with someone, because there's so many crazies out there, I like to have someone vouch for that person, that they're not a serial killer, that they're not creepy. So I like to have a voucher, if you will.
So I guess this means I should cross off for tomorrow. We were going to do set up blind date with Mackenzie on the air. I guess we're not doing that.
No. You don't even remember the name. It was make out with Mackenzie.
Oh, right.
No.
It was make out with Mackenzie. It was going to be a fun bit. It was going to be awesome for our Instagram numbers. Radio Now AM show. In case we do continue
so
make
weird.
Out with Mackenzie.
Because I'm just new to the whole thing. So I'm not at all looking. If someone asked me to dinner, I might entertain it. But otherwise, I'm like, meh.
All right, call us now. I want you to hear from you, 833-563-2539. Couple of things. Are they a bad friend if they set you up with someone who they know you would not be into? And I want to know the situation, because this has happened to Mackenzie. It's definitely happened to you. 833-563-2539. We'll be right back. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
Okay. I don't know. I used to have a problem with people licking my food, but now after this dummy.
But not anymore?
Yeah, now you can lick everything as long as you don't do what this lady did. Let's call her the tater tinkler, okay?
The water, water?
The tater, as in potato. Tinkler, as in like going to the bathroom, number one. The Tater Tinkler, okay?
Got it.
A woman in Pennsylvania, thought everybody was nice in Pennsylvania, is accused of urinating on potatoes inside of a Walmart. She turned herself in yesterday. Cops were searching for the woman after she was caught on Walmart store surveillance video. By the way, whoever watches that surveillance video is not paid enough for things that they have to see daily.
Things that happen on scooters there.
Give them a minimum wage increase.
Woo!
Yes. Yeah. Watch out with your rascal. They saw her on video tinkling on the taters last week. Now, police even got a good solid photo of her, so they released that.
Like mid-squat?
I was wondering if that's what it was. She's like...
There are restrooms at Walmart. Why?
I don't
why,
know.
Why, lady? Why?
Do certain things, like watery sounds, make me have
Ew.
To kind of tinkle? Would that be the case? She's like, oh, I got the tater tinkles again.
Uh-huh.
Every time I get around a spud, I lose control of my body.
That is so gross.
Yeah, so they were hoping that by putting her photo out there of tinkling on the taters that they'd be able to identify her. But before the cops could even get that photo out there for the public, she turned herself in yesterday afternoon. So she might have had some remorse.
That is terrible.
Yeah. You know what, though, Mackenzie? At least she didn't poop on the pineapples.
That's true.
That
would have
been terrible.
Good point.
That's your dummy of the day.
We're
on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Yeah, okay. We're yelling. Why are we yelling?
Huh? What?
What do you think, Mackenzie? Seeing the behind the scenes things here, did you realize it was such a train wreck to try to pull off the show?
Oh, I'm used to it.
Okay, so you're admitting it is a train wreck.
No, I
then.
Love you guys.
All right, cool. The voice you're hearing, Mackenzie, you might know her if you're in Indianapolis, Indiana. She's on Andy Moore commercials all the time. She, before the show as the way it is now, she was on the morning show on Radio Now. Did people like you back then? Because people don't like us.
Yes, they do. They love you guys. Ooh, what are you talking about?
I'll take that.
I had so much fun.
All right,
I loved
cool.
it. That's my radio home. I was, you know, Radio Now.
But she does everything.
My career began in radio.
And the weird thing is, if you're just tuning in, Mackenzie used to work with producer Porkchop, which I can't believe you'd even come in with that alone. Apparently, people really like Porkchop. He's the man.
Love Porkchop. And then I cried when he left. I really did. When he left the West Coast, I was like, come back. And now we're reunited.
Wow. I
cried. Twist of fate.
Now, listen, this is up on our Facebook if you want to go check it out. There's two different options. If you're listening to Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show this morning in Indianapolis, Indiana, you can go to our Facebook page, Radio Now 100.9. Or if you're listening in Houston, Texas, our Facebook page is Radio Now Houston. Pretty simple there, a common theme. I actually put up the photo. Have you seen this yet, Mackenzie? Maybe you haven't. I'll turn my screen for you to check it out. It's a visual, but it's also a memory, so you can do it just off the top of your head. I want you to call in at 833-563-2539. And I want you to tell me what your first phone was. As our internet struggles to load like the first ever one.
Oh, yes.
I saw this the other day on Twitter, and I'm wondering, which one was your first phone? You got the old, like, brick from, like, I feel like an old, like, Miami Vice or something kind of cell phone.
I was thinking, like, Zach Morris
style. Zach Morris
yes,
phone?
Zach
yeah.
Zach Morris phone. I had a flip phone, like a pink flip phone.
Was that the Razor?
Yes, I think it was a Razor.
I was so jealous, and I don't know if that was just like a girl-only phone, but I feel like all the hot girl summer people out there would have, it's a hot girl summer, I got my pink Razor phone.
That is exactly it. You know what I wanted that I never had? A sidekick. Remember
Paris Hilton
had the sidekick, and I thought it was so cool, but I never had one.
Flip it up there. One thing I wanted, I was so late to the party, and God bless my dad, but he got me the wrong one. Did you ever have the Sprint where you could do like the chirping to each other? Like almost like a walkie-talkie?
I never had that, but I have friends who did.
Now, my dad, I told him I wanted one of those. I think it was like the blue and silver kind of looked really dope. It was like a flip phone. People had those, like, or chirp, like Cardi B. Okay. My dad gave me the construction yellow one. It's like a giant brick. You know what I'm talking about? Like the Sprint, like the two-way thing.
With the walkie-talkie?
Yeah. I'm like, Dad, thanks. I'm going to take this to the construction site later when I get out of school. Thanks. And I'm going to go dig some ditches with this one.
Did you pretend to love it?
No. I'm like, I'm very ungrateful for all the hard work you did, Dad, to sacrifice. I don't appreciate this phone.
Aww.
Dude, my first cell phone, I think it was a Motorola. Not the Razor, like... Ooh, I think it was called Motorola, like Z90 or something. It was black and like green lime colored.
Oh, man.
I'm going to have to pull it up.
Did you guys ever have like a BlackBerry? Because they finally just phased those out. But I never really liked a BlackBerry. But I thought like, ooh, I first started working in radio. I'm like, I've got a BlackBerry and it's connected to my email. I've made it. I thought I was like a big hot shot.
I was never a BlackBerry person.
Okay. 833-563-2539. I wasn't either, Mackenzie, but I was trying to fit in. Christy.
Did you have a pager?
No.
Still do.
Yep, still do. Hey, good morning. Christy, two questions. Do you have a pager?
No, I used to.
You did?
Before the flip phone.
Oh, yes.
Were you a drug dealer?
Far from it. No.
Okay, cool.
She's like, maybe. No.
Maybe? Why? What do you need? Christy, what was your first like phone that you remember?
Well, I went to the racetracks at an event, and they Bret Michaels had given out phones to a cell company,
a booth,
and they had given me one just for free for showing up, and it was one of those trumpet flip phones with his signature on it. It was red, and I hung on to it for a while, and trumpet phone card. You had a phone card with it. You just... I had a $50, and then Trumpet went out of the market. You couldn't refill them anymore.
Oh,
yeah,
for a few years.
Can't believe that was totally gone.
That's pretty pivot, Bret Michaels, though, giving out phones.
What band was Bret Michaels in?
Poison, I think. Was it Poison?
And then he had that reality
show. Donald Trump's series on...
The Apprentice? Million. Yeah, did that phone come like preloaded with like a Poison ringtone?
Yes.
I don't know why I'm blanking. I know who Bret Michaels is, but didn't he say
he's famous for the bandana?
Every rose has its thorn.
Yes, and then he had that redating reality show.
That would have been a dope ringtone to have. Would you date, if he's still single, Mackenzie, would you date Bret Michaels?
I was dying to know if that bandana. Everyone said he was bald and then had a bandana with hair attached to it.
You know what?
The Rock of Love. That's what that show, Rock of Love. That was the dating show.
I wonder if anybody will call in at 833-563-2539 that had this phone. I didn't have it, but I thought it was awesome. What was that? Was that the Nokia phone?
I think so. I didn't have that. That's cool.
That is like one of the most iconic things of all time. Now, what are you guys rocking with? I got shamed in the phone I currently have, and there's nothing wrong with it, but I think it's okay. I have an iPhone. For the longest time, I had like an Android. I don't remember exactly what I had, but finally I've been shamed into the world of having an iPhone. Like, if I don't have the correct bubble, like, people would look down upon
me. Yeah, the green bubbles,
no dice.
You've
been phone-shamed? What are you rocking? You got an iPhone or you got, like, an Android over there?
I have an iPhone. I have the X or 10, whatever, the 10.
Look at you speaking Greek over here. Pork Chop, what about you? How's that flip phone going?
Hey, I have an iPhone 6S, which is fine. It works just great. And, yeah, I've had iPhones for quite a while. I remember I used to use Droids. They were all right.
Droid. Hey, Brooke, what's going on? How are you doing?
Great. How are you guys?
Good. We're just kind of reminiscing. I saw this on Twitter and I was like, oh my gosh, I bet somebody has to have this. And it was like, what was the first cell phone you have? All the way back to like a Zach Morris brick phone, as Mackenzie brought up, to a Razor, to the kind of phone that you had. Which phone was that? Like, one of them?
Like the Nokia. I don't even know what they were called, but the one with the snake game.
Yes.
Yes.
Dope. But you have like a whole list. Like, what are some of the cell phones you've owned?
I had the Nokia. I had one that was similar to the Razor, but it was like the Samsung equivalent.
Yes. I think I had that one too.
And it was red.
Yes, I had that exact same one.
And then I had the purple BlackBerry. I had a red pager. And at some point, I had some kind of Kyocera phone that, like, the antenna came up in it.
I just love that you had a pager.
Oh, I used to chew on the antennas, too, when they'd come up on those. I'm like, nah,
oh,
nah,
yeah.
Nah, nah, nah. And maybe that's why I lost my hair. Now, they're saying that sometimes now with phones, that the old school, like, flip phone or the more basic phones are becoming more popular just because people are so tired of being addicted to their phone. Do you like the most modern technology on your phone? Or are you just wishing, like, you know what, why can't a girl go back to what she had?
You know what? You want to know something?
I prefer what I have. I prefer the more modern phones.
Yes.
I haven't seen anyone with a flip phone recently, so I didn't know that that was a thing.
Well, go say hi to my grandma Carol, okay?
Our producer.
Thank you for the call, Brooke.
Our producer, Porkchop here. Do you remember when I called you out because you had a burner phone?
Oh, what did you have a burner phone for?
Okay,
I have all my like old cell phones.
And explain real quick, maybe people don't know what a burner phone is. I think of like terrorists or something.
So a burner phone is when you have your main cell phone, then you have another side cell phone for other business.
Oh, for booty calls?
That was for that's at a time when...
Were you single or were you
the
cheating?
The burner phone.
Chase and I were split and I was seeing a girl.
They were on a break.
And I also, I was seeing a girl, but I had Grindr on like my other phone.
Dude, you were exploring every option possible.
So he's on his burner phone and I've seen pictures of these like hot people and it was hilarious.
I'm like, sorry, they're for me.
Wow. Now Porkchop just has one phone.
What happened to that?
It's somewhere.
It's like, it's in my pocket.
Yeah, it's like, oh, wait, it's going off right now. It is awkward, the fact that you've never seen that movie to me.
Yeah, straight out of Compton.
It's iconic. How have you not seen that?
We'll give you homework this weekend to watch it.
Oh, don't. You're going to overwhelm him.
And I'll whiten your teeth. I'll come over and whiten your teeth.
Yes, whiten my teeth, please.
Done.
Your teeth aren't that bad,
Your
dude.
Teeth are good. They look pretty nice. Or you could just do a laser treatment. Those are easy and fast.
I don't know, freaking laser.
They're sensitive, though, so I can't bleach them.
Sensitive.
Just like you. Everything about you is sensitive. So what are you looking forward to doing today, Pork Chop?
He's been talking about morning.
Not a damn thing.
No, I've got a busy day. I've got we have a meeting here at the station from 12 to 2.
We're grilling out, though. We're going to have some hot dogs and some hamburgers.
Yes. And then right after that,
which will probably make us throw up, our coworkers making them. So
I got to.
Lord, please, no food poisoning. I can't afford to sit on the toilet again.
I got
to.
You guys are really making it look awesome here.
Don't you love it, Mackenzie? Welcome.
And today is Live After 5. That's at Connor Prairie. That's 13400 Allisonville Road up in Fishers. So it's basically like a young professionals networking event. So you could come meet me, meet some other people who are looking to hire people, or maybe if you're a business and you're looking to hire someone, you could come to this event, hang out. It's a really cool event. Be there 5 to 8, Connor Prairie.
Yeah, that is cool.
They're like, who on our staff represents being a young professional? I know. Pork Chop.
Yes, Pork Chop.
Are you going to get in that big balloon that goes up high?
I think they have rides. They have free rides, right?
Yeah, I heard about that.
You're such a liar. He's like, there's no way I'm going on that balloon.
Scared of heights, maybe. Maybe I'll go.
Do it. Connor Prairie's fun.
It is dope. That's a fun spot for an adult or a kid. I took my little brother Michael there a few times. Mackenzie, what do you got going today? Sticking around for our weenie roast?
I don't know about that, because I'll be getting my hair cut.
How short are you going to go?
I don't know.
Are you going to do like the mom, like, I want to talk to the manager cut? Are you giving up on life cut? Like
no.
That short?
No, never.
Like my mother-in-law?
That's so sad.
No, some people rock it really well. Barb with the bangs. There you go.
Barb with the bangs. Going to get a little chop, and then Lulu, my little girl, needs her back-to-school haircut, so we're going together.
When does school start for her?
Let's see. It's like she has a meet-the-teacher deal on the 12th, and then the 13th is the first day.
Wow, soon. Are you excited about her being back in school?
Yes, she's excited.
Get out of my hair.
Do all the things. Like, get your hair ready, get your outfit on point. We're going to get her nails done.
Dope.
Yeah.
All right, Pork Chop, cover your ears real quick.
Cover your ears. Earmuffs.
Okay.
Why?
Okay. Because you're going to get all mad and stressed out and get all sweaty and angry.
He's going disc golfing today.
Yep, my favorite D. I'm going to go do some disc golf with my buddy Chad today after I get out of our work kind of meeting and grill out / please don't give me food poisoning. If somebody brings potato salad, I know I'm going to get the runs. I know it's going to happen.
Don't do it.
But that's what's going on today. But I'm looking forward to getting my exercise in. Mackenzie talked about that for Joe's Journey, about tricking yourself into doing things. I walk like 10,000 steps and just didn't feel like exercise.
Exactly. Say, oh, hey, I'll just do this 5-10 minutes. No big deal. And then I guarantee you'll do it longer.
All right, Pork Chop, you can take your hands off your ears.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. So that's what's going on today. Hope you have yourself a wonderful day. Liv the Web Girl, who is out sick today, hopefully will be back tomorrow so she can face her consequences for Dare Dice. We'll have group therapy. We'll see who we're going to help and what's going on with them. And song of the day. There's so much cool stuff. If you missed anything, radionowindy.com. It's all one place. So for myself, Joe, Liv the Web Girl is out sick, producer Pork Chop, and Mackenzie hanging out still. Can't believe she hasn't left yet.
I love it here.
Let's say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.